Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We're now in here chatting with Benjamin Levy Aguilar Torres, Chicago PD. I'm so excited. We've had so many of your castmates on, and we've been excited to talk to you. You have a big episode coming out tonight. This is a huge one, and we've seen your character. We've gotten to know him a little bit. But this episode that we're going to see is a huge reveal into your past even more, and we get to know you better. How does it feel as a storyteller to have this episode coming out and for the fans to get to know who Torres is, Ocean, a little bit better?
Well, I'm actually particularly excited about this one because I am the type of actor that likes to commit my entire time, and I really try to, I mean, I guess we all do that, but I really try to get to the core of the truth. And for some reason, this episode was parallel to a lot of things that was really tough for me to access. And at least while doing it, I got there and I felt it, and I feel excited. I have been excited for this one to come out particularly, and it finally, the day is now. So I haven't seen it. I don't know if I want to see it. Maybe I'll see it. I'll watch it once. But I'm actually really excited to give this to the fans.
Yeah, I mean, you know that your show, all these shows have the best fans in the world. I mean, they're just massive. They're, and when we did the upfront or the fall premiere kickoff last year, your co-star Jason Begay talked about you and how we were going to get to know you a little bit better and how you were coming in what was to be a major cast change. They weren't talking about that, but mostly just to see your character. And I normally like to ask how you got this job, but I have to ask, so you were on another episode in another season back in, I think the sixth or seventh, and now here you are again, obviously two different characters. Is that how they knew you and how this job came about for you? Okay.
Yes, actually, yeah, it was, I had just booked a role as it was my first audition, and I booked a show called Filthy Rich, and shot a pilot. Yeah, I shot the pilot in New Orleans, and when I came back and we were waiting for it to get picked up, I did my second audition, which was Chicago PD, and I booked it, and I went to Chicago and I shot that whole thing, and Jason really took attention to me, and he said, you have something very special, kid, and I'm not gonna forget that, and that's what he said, and he was really, really generous and just giving me advice and stuff. And I was like, wow, this is so beautiful. And then I went on and I did my own shows and my own stories and my own, journey. And while I was shooting a movie in Guatemala, I got a call from from my agent saying I had an offer for a role on Chicago PD. And I was like, what? Like, I didn't understand because, I had, but it was, they had kept me in mind and they said, yeah, if you want to shave your head, cause I had my long curly hair, okay, like long curly Jewish hair, I might say. And, they were like, if you want to shave your head and be in Chicago on Wednesday, then the role is yours. And, they were trying to look for that character, but they always would come back to me. Not just Jason, but other people that had worked with me on the seventh season. And when I got there in Chicago, Jason said, I told you I wasn't going to forget you. And, wow. And that was meant to be a guest star. It okay. wasn't meant to be a series regular, but, we had dinner with Jason and, he talked more extensively about how he wanted me to be involved on the show. And eventually NBC sent me an offer, like a legitimate offer.
Wow. That is so crazy how this yeah. world works. I mean, it's different, crazy. I think, than anybody else would ever be familiar with. So we yeah. meet your character. He's in the Academy, like PJ's character. He gets picked out because mm-hmm. of your attention that you get from Jesse's character at the time. Mm-hmm. You kind of get led down a path that you could potentially be something that you're not, but it turns out that's not the case. But now we're learning more and more about your character from when we first meet you, Torres's character, or your character Torres, to now. I always like to ask your castmates this too, like, how has yeah. he changed, like, from when we first meet him to now, just from, like, whether it's a personal point of view or just mm-hmm. some backstory that you've created as a storyteller, you know, maybe it's something that's been used or hasn't been used, but I always find that part curious because he has changed significantly, especially with mm-hmm. this episode that we're getting tonight.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that there's so much growth in, well, one, in the sense that he's starting to care for these people. And I actually feel like he wants to protect them and learn from them. There's also these maybe moments of his past life that were maybe out of character or in that thin line of, like, you know, I could be willing to do anything if it meant for the right reasons, type of thing. And now they're starting to resurface. That's what I've experienced. It's like all of a sudden now I'm resurfacing to like fighting for what you believe in,
yeah.
or fighting for the people you love can get you in those places where you could cross some lines, you know?
Yeah, and I think we've seen that with a few of your, yeah, I agree. It's interesting. We've seen that in bits and pieces mm-hmm. with some characters, but I yeah. always think it's fun when the shows allow us to peek into that world mm-hmm. of personal life and police life sort of crossing each other dangerously in a sort of yeah. way. So yes, at the end of the day, as a storyteller, you get to play different characters. This one, of course, is huge for you. We love watching you and just your storylines and the scenes that you share with your amazing cast, who we, again, it's said at the beginning, we've had the pleasure and honor of talking to. Like, when you share these scenes, is there anybody that you haven't had the opportunity to share scenes with as much that you want to share? Not, you know, not leading the witness here, but I mean, is there... I asked Marina this the last time and she laughed, but is there anybody that you like to share scenes with the most, or that you would hope to get more scenes with as we come to a fall drop off here, you know, before the next yeah. set of episodes?
I mean, I've loved everyone I've worked with. I've done episodes with LaRoyce that have been amazing. Oh my God, I loved working with Patrick. He's such a generous actor. I guess the person that I've worked with the least is Marina.
Okay.
That being said, honestly, story-wise, and I would love to work with Jason more, because I think they actually have a lot of things in common.
Yeah.
And I think that besides Jesse, there's something to learn. There's a lot to learn from Jason's character, and it also parallels a lot of my relationship with Jason outside of the show, you know. So, and I just think he's such a present actor. He's so there, mm-hmm. That it would just make for very good stories.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of similarities between the two of you. And yeah, I think in this episode that we're getting tonight, New Life, I think we see that the most. There's one scene in particular, I don't want to spoil it, where some things are happening. He happens to be there. And instead of intervening, he just kind of watches to see what you're going to do, which makes it hardcore. But I digress. Yeah. Well, congratulations. It's Benjamin. It's been a pleasure. I've been looking forward to talking to you for a couple seasons now. And when the opportunity came from your team, I was like, absolutely. Congratulations. This is a big episode for you tonight. Thank you so much. And congratulations on all your success. It's great to see you on the show. And it's a lot of fun. I really appreciate your time.
No, I appreciate yours. Thank you so much, Brett.
Absolutely. Thank you.